This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Michael Barone asks a troubling question. Why is it considered liberal to compel others to say or fund things they don't believe? He raises this question in light of the three Supreme Court decisions that struck down compelled speech. He wonders why liberals on the court and progressives in society aren't disturbed by attempts to compel speech. In the past, liberal justices like Oliver Wendell Holmes supported free speech and freedom of association. Today, liberal Supreme Court justices don't see a constitutional problem with compelling crisis pregnancy centers to send messages they find repugnant or forcing people to participate in ceremonies prohibited by their religion. David French is concerned that liberals don't understand why conscience is so important to Christians. He mentions two articles that lament the fact that Catholic hospitals have restrictions. He has seen this before in other contexts. The secular society essentially says, we appreciate you feeding, housing, and caring for the poor, but you must do it by advancing the worldview we prefer. If you don't, we will pass laws that violate your conscience. We'll call you bigots and misogynists when you resist. He uses an analogy to illustrate how liberals and progressives misunderstand religious faith. He says it's almost like some people believe a religious worldview is like a Jenga tower. You can pull out a few planks without causing a whole edifice to collapse. For critics of religion, they see any religious belief based on conscience as disposable if it contradicts the current politically correct view in society. These narrow Supreme Court rulings, as well as articles complaining about Catholic hospitals that hold to Catholic doctrine, illustrate why it is so important that the right judges and justices are nominated and confirmed to the federal courts. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.